Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum from Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for our second segment of Hilchos Purim. The standard halacha is that the day before Purim, normally the 13th of Adar, is observed as Tanis Esther, a special fast day. There's a common misconception as to why we fast the day before Purim. Because it's called Tanis Esther, many are of the impression that this fast is to commemorate Esther's leading Klal Yisrael in fasting before her going into Achashverosh. If you look at the sources, that actually is an error. The reason why we fast on the 13th day of Adar is because that is the day that the Jewish people waged war against their enemies. The practice in Klal Yisrael was when waging war, particularly against Amalek, the Jews would fast while they were in battle. It's a fascinating thing to think about. It's somewhat counterintuitive. Why would someone fast? That's when you need all of your energy. A good breakfast of Wheaties would definitely seem to make sense when going to war. The idea seems to be that Klal Yisrael is compelled to remember that their success or failure in war is absolutely in God's hands. And at this juncture, where most people would assume everything is up to them, we emphatically remind ourselves that it's all about our spiritual connection with God. When we fast, it's an opportunity to connect in a more meaningful way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when the Jewish people waged war against Amalek on the 13th day of Adar in the Purim story, they were fasting. In reminding ourselves of the Jewish people's understanding of God's total dominion over them, we fast on the 13th day of Adar. Parenthetically, there are some who have the practice of fasting the Monday following Purim, and the reason why they fast on those 3 days is to commemorate Esther's leading the Jewish people in fasting for 3 days before going into Achashverosh. But that's not widely done in Klal Yisrael. Tanis Esther, as we know it, is a recognition of the fast during the war. It's also worthwhile to note that this year Purim will fall out on Sunday. Therefore, we certainly don't have the fast of Tanis Esther on Shabbos, and the fast of Tanis Esther gets pushed back to Thursday. A couple of things about Tanis Esther. The prohibition of Tanis Esther is to eat and drink, whereas on some of the other fast days during the year, there's a concept, not necessarily a halachic obligation, but a concept in refraining from bathing, things of that sort. There's no problem at all of bathing on Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is a fascinating hybrid. On the one hand, it's a day of fasting. On the other hand, we're not commemorating a sad event. Most of the fast days during the year are commemorating a sad event. Since we're not commemorating a sad event and it's only about our spiritual growth and connection with Hashem, the only restriction of the day is eating and drinking. There's also an interesting practice that we have on the afternoon of Tanis Esther, which is the giving of Machtzis HaShekel, the half shekel. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish people, during the month of Adar, in which we will find ourselves, would each come forward, the Jewish males, 20 years and up, would come forward and present a half shekel in the Beis HaMikdash. Those proceeds would then go to buy communal korbanos. As a commemoration of that practice during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we too give a half shekel to tzedakah during the month of Adar. Because we have this significant holiday of Purim, we do it on Tanis Esther, which precedes the holiday of Purim. Our practice is actually to give 3 half shekels, because the Torah alludes to the mitzvah of donations in the context of half shekel 3 times. Now, we really don't give a half shekel here in the States. The minhag is that we give a half of whatever the significant currency is in the place that we live. Our practice is to give 3 half dollars. Normally, the machzah shekel is given at mincha time of Tanis Esther. If for whatever reason one did not have the opportunity to give machzah shekel at mincha of Tanis Esther, one could certainly give it on Purim itself. Who's obligated in giving the machzah shekel? We mentioned before that the core obligation is males over the age of 20. There are many who have the practice that males under the age of 20, and for that matter women, give the machzah shekel. It does not seem to be necessarily an obligation, but the practice seems to be related to the idea that the giving of the machzah shekel was l'chaper al nafsho seichem, to atone for your souls. It seems we could all use a little bit of atonement. Therefore, many people have the practice that men, women of all ages give the machzah shekel, but the core obligation is for men over the age of 20. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.